what they say. You know, don't turn the ball over, because coach always says the punt return is the first play for the offense, and you know you don't want to turn it over, and you just wanna make a good field position for the offense.
Yeah. What was going through your mind when they finally came up to you and said, okay, hey, Saturday, you're the one that's going to be back there?
I've been back there in practice, you know, a lot, along with the other guys. And, you know, it's a great honor they have trusted me to be back there catching punts. And, you know, it's, you know, all I got to do is just catch the ball. You know, don't turn it over, and I'll be fine.
How much do you feel the returns that you had last year on defense with the lateral and then the interception and inside pull, how much do you feel that maybe played into the decision or maybe played into you wanting to be out there and doing?
I mean, even last year, you know, I would have felt comfortable being a punt returner. But, you know, we had other guys out there, and you know, the coaches felt comfortable this year putting me back there. And, you know, the plays of last year, you know, maybe it did, maybe it didn't give, you know, the coaches some leeway to want to put me back there. But, you know, it last year doesn't really matter, you know, the plays I made last year. And maybe they do feel more comfortable with me back there now. But, you know, it's going to be an honor.
A couple of teammates I want to ask you about. One is Greg Castillo, because now he's taking your old spot at right corner. How would you describe just the progress that he's made? I know he's started a couple games, but just now it seems like he's probably more in tune with the defense and what you guys want to do.
Yeah, I mean, Greg's a smart player. He knows what he's supposed to be doing. He's always in there watching film, you know, getting better, taking notes. You know, anytime you look at him when we're watching films, he has a page full of notes. You know, he's always trying to get better, and he's a smart player. And, you know, he knows what he has to do. He knows his strengths. He knows his weaknesses. And, I mean, that's what coach tries to entitle to all of us. You know your strengths, know your weaknesses, and go out there and make plays. And Greg's been doing that, you know, since spring ball, in the summer, and now in, like, camp and stuff like that. He's been making a lot of plays just off knowing the offense and studying the offense.
And then the other player is Jordan Bernstein, because I know he's not listed as a starter, but coach was just talking today about how he's had probably the best ball camp that he's had since he's been here, and just also being potentially used in nickel and then kickoff returns.
Yeah, I mean, he's a playmaker, and you know, he hasn't he's been, you know, hurt a couple times in his career, but you know, he's always mentally strong. He's always trying to get better. He's always watching film. He's always, you know, trying to compete against everybody on the field, and that's just Jordan Bernstein. And I look forward to, you know, playing with him on Saturdays and seeing what he can do.